Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
Ask Pat.
What up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 124 of Ask Pat. Number one, just thank you. Thank you so much for joining me today. Number two, if you have a second, head on over to iTunes and please leave a review for Ask Pat. That helps out the show so much. And number three, if you'd have a second to download the iOS application for Ask Pat, head on over to askpat.com/app. Again, that's askpat.com/app. That app will be a one-stop shop for all Ask Pat, Smart Passive Income, and all Pat Flynn content, blog, podcast, all that good stuff in one spot. And it's completely free. So again, askpat.com/app. So many asks and app. There's only so many three-letter words. It's crazy. askpat.com/app. There you go. Okay, now let's get to today's question from James.
Hey, Pat, this is James in rural Kentucky. Huge fan of your show. I love your uniqueness that you bring to the table. You actually inspired me to start my own web design business on the side of my full-time job. But my question is, did you take any business classes to prepare yourself, whether it's before or after Green Exam Academy or after you started Smart Passive Income? If you did, what sort of direction would you steer somebody in? If not, how did you do it? Was it just like learning doing it off the cuff, learning by doing sort of method? Once again, Pat, love your show, and I hope this question gets answered.
Hey, James, thanks so much for this question and also for the kind words and inspiration. And I'm so cool. It's so cool to hear that you started something as a result of the stuff that I did. I mean, that's why I do what I do, to hear things like that. And I really hope your web design business does really, really well. I wish you all the best. Thank you, James, again. Now, to answer your question, have I ever taken any business classes? Well, let's go back to college. In college, I took one business class. It was Business 101, or Business 1, actually, it was at Berkeley. And, you know, to be honest, it didn't really teach me much as far as stuff that I applied today in all my business. And maybe it was because I just didn't learn very much, or I didn't want to learn. I was a college student, and it didn't really teach me very much. And I know I've spoken with other people who have even masters in business. There's nothing like actually doing it to teach you. I mean, seriously, and I've said this in the past before, there's nothing like experience to teach you what it is you need to do to succeed. This is something that I experienced when I graduated with a degree in architecture and I started working in an architecture studio. It had, seriously, nothing was like actually being there. I learned more in that first week than I did in 4 years of college, to be honest. And not to say college was a waste. It wasn't. It was great for learning and you know, trying to learn how to learn better, for one, time management, and also all the social stuff that went on. And it just made me a better, more confident person and a leader, college did. Now, business classes after I became successful, or after I started my online business, or as I was taking and starting my online businesses, I did take some online business courses. I didn't necessarily take any business classes. There are business classes you could take. You can go to your local SCORE company or go to your local SCORE organization. If you go to score.org, you could take a class that could help you connect with people in your community who are looking for information on how to start a business. But, I did take one course when I first started. I guess you could call it a class. It wasn't in person though. It was an online course called Internet Business Mastery. If you go to askpat.com/IBM for Internet Business Mastery, you'll see more information about it. And I did pay for that. It was a premium. I was paying $97 a month. I don't know what the cost is now, but it did teach me a lot about the ins and outs of online business. And it kept me focused. It kept me going step by step through the processes. I had done a lot of the stuff that I needed to do when I got into that course. So I skipped a lot of the beginning parts of how to set things up because I already had a business, but a lot of it was very helpful. And I think the most helpful part of it, was the actual community that I was involved with in that course. So the Internet Business Mastery Academy community, the people I met there were just so incredibly helpful, and their real life experiences that they shared with me, the tips that they have for me, and my situation was very, very, very helpful, probably more helpful than the actual content in the course. The content in the course was great, don't get me wrong, but there's nothing like having other people tell you what it is that they are seeing when they look at your business and what it is that you could do to improve based on their own experiences. I mean, that's why I'm in three completely different mastermind groups that meet each week with people who hold me accountable, with people that push me and keep me going. I push them just the same as well. I think, more important than taking courses or classes. I mean, I think it's a great idea to invest in your own education for business. Don't get me wrong. It's completely important. But I think what is even more important than that is getting connected with the right people. Getting connected with the right people. And I think that's where going to a conference, for example, a online business conference or a conference related to the niche that you're in, so you can meet other people who are doing what it is that you're doing or who share the same values as you or who could at least speak the same language as you. I know that's a lot of things that we all as entrepreneurs don't always get, just at home or in our local area. But going to conferences is a great way to meet people. And when you go there with the intention of building real relationships, not just the intention of being like, hey, this is what I do. Would you share it? Or would you be a client? Or would you do this? Or would you do that? No, just go there to meet people and introduce yourself and do what you can to help them. And in return, likely those people are going to help you. That's what's really honestly given me the most bang for my buck, is going to these conferences and meeting people and being open and understanding of just what goes on. I've gone to conferences in the past where I pay for a ticket and I don't even go into to any of the presentations because I'm there to really build real relationships with people, make real connections. And you never know, it could just be that one connection that you make that could really take your business to the next level. So again, business classes are great. Courses, fantastic. But nothing is more important to me than meeting and connecting with other people. Now, it just so happened that first online business course that I took with Internet Business Mastery, there was a community in there where I hooked up with a lot of people as well. So, if you can find a course or a class where you can definitely connect with other people and stay connected with them and create these mastermind groups and, build relationships that can take you and your business to the next level, then it's a double win for you. But, for anybody out there looking for courses or looking for business classes, I think the best thing to do would be to, again, start with the people in and around your niche and ask them what has helped them and ask them. Of course, you might be doing something different than me, and what is helpful for me would be different for you. So start with people who you know are where you're at and tell them what it is that you want to achieve and ask them if they know anywhere that you can get help like that. Another good thing is, again, this is beyond classes and even beyond going to conferences, is finding a mentor and having somebody to be there to sort of help push you, help take you to the next level, not just in a group setting, like in a mastermind situation, but a real person who sort of takes you under their wing. You ask a lot of great entrepreneurs, they'll tell you that they've had people who are their mentors. I've had mentors myself too, not official mentors where I could say this person really took me under their wing and they, you know, kept track of me. They pushed me. I didn't have an official mentor, but I had a lot of unofficial mentors. I had a number of people that I've looked up to in the past who I almost felt like if I was in a situation, I would pretend in my head to ask them or pretend that they would tell me to act a certain way, or I'd be like, hey, what would this person do in this situation? So I looked at those people as mentors that way. And I think that has taught me a lot because I look at them. I even have gone so far as to ask them for help at times, but you know, there was never any official mentor-mentee relationship, as important as I do think that is. And I think that's the ultimate form of education, is getting that mentor-mentee relationship if possible. And how do you do that? You just ask. You find people. You, again, develop relationships with people. And if you and somebody else clicks and they might be ahead of where you're at, and you know, you could just simply ask them. The worst that can happen is they say no. And I think you have to realize that. So if you go to conferences and you ask people to become your mentor, or you even take these online classes, it might be scary. This is the final thing I'm going to talk about. It might be scary to do those things. But what happens if you don't do those things? I really want you to think about what are you missing out on if you don't take action on those things? You know, what is it worth putting your fears in front of these possible things that might happen as a result of doing amazing things with the help of these classes, these conferences, or these mentors? When I think about it like that, I always tend to just put those fears aside and keep moving forward, because really it's those bold actions that keep us moving forward. Seriously. Those bold actions, those things that we almost feel uncomfortable doing. You know, if you just stay in your comfort zone, you're going to stay with the same results you always get. Seriously. So, James, I know that was a lot more than just, hey, have I taken any classes? Do I have any advice? But I think, you know, I sort of covered an array of education as far as you and your online business, and I hope this helps. So, James, thank you so much for your question. Best of luck to you and your new online business and, you know, your side hustle, which could eventually become your main hustle. An Ask Pat t-shirt is going to be headed your way. For those of you listening, if you have an Ask Pat question, head on over to askpat.com. I'd love to hear it. And as always, I'm going to end with a quote of the day. And this quote is actually an Irish proverb. And that quote is, you've got to do your own growing, no matter how tall your grandfather was. Cheers, take care, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.